The following is a presentation of Game Show Newsnet and the CLW 83 Network.
Jason Block, I'm at CLW83.com and WLTI Live. I'm also a writer and contributor for GameshowNewsNet.com. And here on the Skype with me is a former host of Attack of the Show, and now is on a show that's been on for 4 weeks called Let's Ask America. Welcome, Kevin Pereira. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Please, everybody, hold the applause. I'm trying to do an interview. It's insane. Jason, I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So let's get to it, shall we? Those who don't know about the show or have not seen it yet, just give us a little overview of what Let's Ask America is.
Sure. Plain and simple, Let's Ask America is an opinion-based game show, meaning it's not trivia, it's not knowing the diameter of a lake in a country you can't pronounce. This is a game show about the opinions of everyday Americans. And if you have an opinion, or if you think you know what other Americans have an opinion on, you can win $50,000. But the catch is that you can play it all from your home. I mean, right now we're having this conversation via Skype, but each show we give four contestants a chance that have a webcam and broadband to win that 50 grand from their kitchen, from their living room, from their garage. We've had contestants play literally from their bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah, truly. And I've even asked for courtesy flushes while that goes on. But literally, people playing from their bathrooms with candles lit and posters on the wall because it's their favorite room in their house. We don't care. As long as you have a webcam and an opinion, you can win.
So do you see this show as sort of a start of a trend of internet-based, Skype-based, social media game shows?
I do. I mean, I think we've been seeing experiments with that. Television itself has gotten more interactive. I mean, since the days of the mailbag, which now people call Twitter reactions, you know, people love interactive media. And I think that this show, in addition to being a really fun show to be a part of and to watch on TV, it is a proof of concept. And it sort of proves that, you know, technology is now at a place where the audience understands that there might be a webcam hiccup or two, but that's okay. The video quality in some cases is so high def, it looks better than CNN satellite hits. So I think from a proof of concept standpoint, the technology has been proven, and now the game show itself, the mechanisms have been proven. The format works.
So, you know, you've been doing this for a little bit. What have you learned about America or Americans while doing the show?
You know what? I'll be honest. First of all, from my years on Attack of the Show, my heart, where the place where a heart should be, has just been replaced with spiders and anger, and it's just a small. Just a small black lump of coal and nothingness where that spot should be. And you could hear it rattle around if I do, you know, jumping jacks. With that said, since hosting Let's Ask America and going out and meeting people on casting calls, I have really just – it has warmed me up and really opened my eyes to the breadth of citizenry out there. And what I really love about this show is – the questions are irreverent and crazy. And so when we ask a question about, you know, what would women do in women in Tampa, what would they do if their fiance suddenly broke up with them? Would they keep the ring or would they give it back? Very simple question. You know, it's a 50-50 shot. And yet everybody on the show, people playing from New York, people playing from Phoenix, people playing from Texas and California, they all got it wrong. And we have discussions about each answer. So when I say, why do you think these women would keep it? And they go, these women in Tampa, they're money hungry, they're this, they're that. And these opinions come bubbling out of people. And it's all lighthearted, but these are their opinions about these women in Florida. Well, it turns out overwhelmingly, the women said they would give the ring back. And that is just one tiny, small little tip of the iceberg example of how everybody has this opinion of other Americans. But when you get everybody together and start discussing these things, you find out that maybe what you thought about your neighbors or the other people in your state or the people in another state, maybe what you thought was incredibly wrong. And that's what I love. I love those moments on our show where we can have these discussions, we can laugh about each other's opinions, and maybe learn something in the process.
Would you do well on the show or not?
You know what? At first, I would have done terribly on the show. I had a terrible track record from the first two test shows that we shot to probably the first 20 episodes once they started hitting the air. I was terrible at it. I thought I knew everything, and I realized I knew nothing. But now, I feel like I get it. Now, in fact, I can reason what kind of sauce would men in Denver want to dip their nuggets into. I actually, by the way, someone won over $40,000 answering that question correctly, and I was able to reason through that question with them, thinking about, okay, Denver, all right, what are those guys like? Well, it's probably not sweet and sour. I think that's a California thing, even if that, and we were able to reason through it. I don't want to give out the answer in case that episode hasn't aired, but yes, now I'm much better at it. Now I think I can reason my way to the proper answer.
How were you approached to do Let's Ask America?
There was probably about a year and change ago, I was brought into an office with the late Jim Paratore. This was his baby, his vision. This was the last game show before, unfortunately, he passed away. And I was in a room with him and some folks from Telepictures and Jeff Aploff, who's one of the EPs on the show now. And they told me the concept for it. And I immediately started asking technical questions because I'm a nerd at heart. So I wanted to know, what was the video system in place? How are they going to have shows loaded? The mechanics of the show I got right away, you know, but I loved the interactivity of it. And I loved the fact that we were going to leverage Skype to make this an experience from people's homes. And I think they liked that as well, that's what I was drawn to. And so they brought me in to run two test shows, which we did. And then it was, you know, in traditional Hollywood fashion, the project was forgotten about, right? And I went on with my life and kind of went back to Attack of the Show. And then months later, they called me up and said, oh, we're going to actually do this thing. You know, we're going to do 170 episodes of this thing. Would you like to be a part of it? And of course, I leapt at the opportunity.
Speaking of Attack of the Show, I'm just going to give you, I have to ask, being sort of a geek at heart here. Geek at heart. Are you buying the Wii U or the iPhone 5?
I have the iPhone 5. I'll be honest, though, when people ask me about it, like, how is it? What do you think? I go, it's an iPhone. You know, the reason I really upgraded was to get away from AT&T. It's an abusive relationship with any cell phone carrier. But I feel like I left Chris Brown for Mel Gibson.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. It's super abusive to me, but at least I'm not bruised around the eye.
Yeah, exactly. There goes whatever sponsorship we don't have. No. So what's a tape day like for you?
Tape days are awesome. We actually, we tape 2 to 3 days a week, sometimes 7 episodes a day. And, you know, I'll get in bright and early. And we have, and I don't just say this, I'm assuming that you were an Attack of the Show viewer at some point, so you know that I don't mince words all that often. And I try not.
No, you don't.
yeah. And so I'll tell you in all honesty, like this production team from Telepictures is so on point. Like I will come in half asleep, hating my life, just that's who I am. And I will hear people screaming through the walls, firing these contestants up. And we have a casting department that just finds amazing contestants, and they are just getting them going. And that amps me up, gets my energy going. And we hop out on stage. We've got a live audience, and we start taping, man. And we churn through an episode in about 40 minutes. sometimes in about 35 minutes. And like I said, we're doing 6 to 7 a day, and we're just cycling in contestants. So I get to walk on out there, say hello, meet everybody, introduce myself to them, and then we start filming. And what's great is that what we tape in the studio, I do a lot of improv. I love to joke around with the contestants. I love to have fun with the questions. Unfortunately, we pare that down to 21 minutes, so a lot of that ends up in the editing bay floors. But with that said, the show that makes it to television, I think, is really entertaining. If you like the show, I think you're gonna love what we do with it. But I love the show that we do for the audience and for the contestants, because we get to hang out for that full 40 minutes, and there's some crazy stuff that gets said.
You have a little bit of a resume as a game show host. I mean, which one has been your favorite, and is this something you want to continue on and to pursue in the future?
Yeah, I very early on in the G4 days, I hosted a competitive gaming show, and that was sort of my first foray into television. And to be completely candid, I didn't know that I wanted to be on television or that I was going to be. It wasn't something I aspired to do. It just thankfully fell sort of into my lap, and I've been running with it. And doing the game show thing, I grew up loving game shows. I absolutely loved them. I watched as many of them as I could, and I never thought, just like doing regular television, regular hosting or interviews, I never believed that it was something I could do. And so part of my interest in this was the challenge of putting myself out of my comfort zone and saying, could I helm a show like this with the live audience, with the contestants from Skype, with the questions the way it is? And I have fallen in love with it. I truly, truly love the show. I love being a game show host. And again, that cold lump of coal that has grown into some semblance of a heart. I feel so cliche saying it, but it's the truth. I've gotten tingly, and I've started to cry on set when I get to give away 50 grand. I get to ask somebody in this dramatic moment where they're playing from their house. They're probably not even wearing shoes. They rolled out of bed, and here they are on a game show. And I get to ask them, what would you do with $50,000? And they tell me a story of a changed lives, but whether it's going to be, I get to propose to the woman of my life, woman of my dreams, and get the wedding I've always wanted, or this will get me out of debt, or this will give me a down payment on my house so me and my three kids can get out of my parents' house. Whatever that story is, I mean, it's real. It's coming from the heart, and I get to be the one who gets credited with that, and clearly there's a giant team in place, but they go, oh my God, Kevin, thank you. You've just changed my life. And I get to host that moment, and it's a blessing.
Now, you said you were a fan when you were growing up. Who were your favorite shows, favorite hosts, someone who you model your hosting style by?
Oh, sure. I for me as a host, I think I take actually less game show cues from traditional game show hosts, and I try to do more of I think Conan O'Brien is one of the greatest guys in late night right now, and I hope he wouldn't mind saying that I try to bite off his style as much as possible, because he entertains me endlessly. Fallon and Kimmel, I love those guys. But from a game show standpoint, I Press Your Luck was one of my favorite shows growing up. I absolutely love that. I love the whammies. I love the irreverence of it. I love the fast paced gameplay. I watched Pyramid. I watched Family Feud. I watched a little bit of Wheel. So all those shows. I even love Lingo, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I don't care. I love it. It was on my DVR for a while, and that's that.
Not at all. Not at all. Believe me, the word game show host is no longer a pariah making word anymore. Not at all.
I don't think so. I will say this though. When I did the test shows, I mean, Attack of the Show had its own style and its own flair, and it was live. And it was a little grittier and a little more sarcastic at times, which I love. I'm all for that. That was my personality bleeding through. And there was a moment during one of the test shows where I was tossing to an imaginary commercial break. And I said, we come back to Let's Ask America. And sort of stopped down, and I went, oh, did I just do game show host voice? And everybody started laughing. They're like, yep, you did. And I was like, oh, I'm a game show host, aren't I? And everybody laughed. And I just sort of in that moment was like, oh, there's a reason there's that sort of connotation. You know what I mean? There's a reason there's a cadence to it, because you do get swept up in the moment, and that energy comes out, and you're like, holy hell, we are making a show. We're giving away money. We are playing a thing here. What is this? And it was so foreign and bizarre, but so fun that it naturally came out of me.
So let's say someone here who is listening to this wants to go on Let's Ask America. What advice or tips can you give them?
Well, it's thankfully it's really easy. We do have casting calls in certain markets, but the easiest way is to go to letsaskamerica.tv. You can fill out a questionnaire. You can even do it from the Skype app on your mobile phone if you want to download that. You can snap a photo of yourself right from there, send it all in, and we will do a pre-interview with you. And that's to check to make sure your internet connection's up to speed and to play a couple test rounds of the show with you. The advice that I could give anybody is A, you know, be excited. We want people to be excited to be on the show. And so you know, have an anecdote about yourself. What makes you excited to be you? Get ready to share that with us. And then when it comes time to actually playing the game, you'll get the answers. And then we'll give you the question. And if we ask, you know, like for a sample question, is it Dr. Phil, The View, or Days of Our Lives? Which show would prison inmates prefer to watch if they could only watch one show for a year? If you think it's Dr. Phil, that's great. But tell me why you don't think it's Days of Our Lives or The View. You know, walk us through your answer before you get to the one that you think it is. Because that's what makes this show fun, is hearing your opinion on it, not just what you think the actual answer is.
All right, we're going to just end this interview on this. Last thing is basically, I'm going to give the floor to you. Is there anything else you want to discuss, announce, cover that we may have missed?
Regarding Let's Ask America?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. You know, again, I'll say it's a wild experiment in game shows, and I'm having a blast making it, so I hope people are having a blast watching it. And I've said this on my Twitter, I've said it while doing promotion for the show, I've told my friends and family, truly, if it sounds remotely interesting to you, don't just watch it, sign up. It takes 20 seconds, and I've literally seen people roll out of their bed, fire up their webcam, and in 20 minutes make $50,000. It's happened. It's happening almost daily as we tape these things. So if it sounds remotely appealing to you, please sign up and wear pants.
Of course. Now, you said you have a Twitter handle. What's your Twitter handle?
I do. It's K Pereira. That's K-P-E-R-E-I-R-A. And I always tweet stuff, photos from the set, little updates from behind the scenes, and I'm always plugging a million other projects that I'm involved with. So please follow me. Let's have a good time on the internet.
Before you do that, do you have any other projects you'd like to plug as well?
Sure. If I can get on the promo pony, I will ride it all day. I've got a new sci-fi series called Viral Video Showdown, which I created and I'm also hosting, and that premieres October 30th, again on sci-fi. And I have a new Machinima web series called Player versus Pain, where we give people simple video game challenges, and then we torture them while they're trying to complete them. It's that's a show straight out of that cold lump of coal that used to be my heart. That's the one that came out of there, and that will be premiering very soon on Machinima.com. So Sci-Fi Network and Machinima, and of course, please watch Let's Ask America, because I heart it, and I hope people like watching.
And we heart you, Kevin, and we thank you for your melting your cold lump of coal heart into giving us a couple of minutes here. This is Jason Block along with Kevin Pereira for a WLTI Live Extra here on the CLW83.com. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
Jason, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate the kind words.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take care, Jason.
Bye.
If you have any questions or comments about WLTI Live, please submit it to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of both Game Show Newsnet and the CLW83 Network. Tune in!